Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds is the voice of DJ Scream. My dog Big Bank is here. It's time for another episode of Big Facts. Big Bank, we got a legend, an OG in the building. He's a fan of Big Facts. We've seen him campaigning for us. We appreciate you for it. The legendary Daz, Daz Dillinger, dog pound.
Big Facts in the motherfucking house.
What's up, Daz? Welcome, bro. How you feeling? How you feeling today, bro?
I'm great, man. You know, happy to be in the presence of greatness, you know what I mean? Real shit. Yeah.
Nothing but love, man. For
all
real,
the time, baby, you know what I'm saying? My smoking partner. You know what I mean?
Nah, for real.
Speaking of that, off camera, we was having a little conversation about cannabis and the business of cannabis and how people can, get their paper now from cannabis legally and everything.
Yeah.
I guess shoot some game out there to some people that might be trying to transition into legally making some money from cannabis.
I mean, first you got to know your laws.
Right.
And like out here in the state of Georgia, you know what I mean? And anywhere else, you just go to a state and put your own label on it.
And get it popping.
Got my shit coming slow patrol.
That's what I'm saying. Shit, that's that simple. You know what I'm saying?
Gilt got his
shit. Yeah, got hemp and, you know, all that. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on what city and state that you're going to make it happen. And then, you know, you bring the non-alcoholic and non-weed, you know, the hemp.
Right.
Because they selling THC. That's what
because they selling all that hemp in regular stores now, out here in Georgia, too.
CBD hemp. CBD
hemp. It look like weed. It look
so niggas
the
smoking
bud. Yeah, they smoking it. And they selling it in the stores.
You get high?
You don't get high. It's like a non-alcoholic beer.
So the THC.
Practice.
The THC. He said practice. The THC is what gets you high.
Yeah, the THC is what gets you high.
Yeah, that's what.
So in Georgia, you can goddamn sell the practice.
You can hemp it up. You can CBD it up. You can do all
that's
that.
Only if you got a card. You know, they got the THC card in Georgia.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, for medical.
He got the plug.
I got the, I got the card myself.
Put
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Big Gip.
Oh, yeah, Gip been calling.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, he coming.
That's
he coming
said,
soon.
Gip got hurt. Yeah. Gip been hemming too.
Yeah.
He been hemming about the
Dr. Hodge.
Put it up on me with the, he got the Gip Goodies.
Yeah.
That's the name of it, right?
Yep, Gip Goodies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
so,
ain't never get a chance to get over Gip. I got to call him if he can get that card.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Card.
Yeah.
How much of that shit you can have on you with the card, though?
You can have up to 36 ounces of oil.
Oil? What's about this?
They ain't legalized that yet. That's why you got to get the hemp.
Oh, you get the hemp and put the oil on the hemp?
Mm-hmm.
Basically the same shit?
Yeah, add up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for real? I ain't know that.
Yeah.
So you put the oil on the hemp. Well, can you just smoke the oil in the pens? Is that the same shit in the pens?
Yeah, you can smoke oil, but if you don't have a card, it's a felony out here.
If you ain't got a card with the pen?
Yeah, if you get caught with the pen without the card, it's a felony in Georgia.
For real?
Mm. Yeah.
Damn. I don't be having them no way, though. they let you go. They write
a
ticket.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
But I love it in Atlanta that they decriminalized it.
Yeah.
So that means they just giving you a ticket to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's getting leniency by the minute.
Yeah.
They gonna smoke anyway, man. Okay. They don't give a damn
what
the
folks. Shit, it's the ATL.
They say they hanging niggas. Niggas still smoking weed.
For real.
The cops probably smoking,
man. Let me get that last hit right
now. The cops probably smoking, bro.
Really, they do. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, they taking this.
All these nigga police anyway.
Taking them a zip out the evidence problem.
Yeah.
These police ass niggas smoke weed, man.
Hey, bro, you've been, and I know that's a blessing, you've been relevant a long time, you know what I'm saying, been a part of a lot of classic shit. And what's some of the things you done did? Because we saw you posting some of the royalty checks, the publishing checks.
Yeah, just giving people insight and how to handle their business and what to look for in this business while it's switching.
Yeah.
Because, we done went from 45s to LPs,
tapes,
CDs, you know what I mean? And now we on MP3s.
Now we online.
Yeah, and streaming.
Yeah, we just streaming really. MP3,
you know what I'm saying?
So, that's
gone too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So the contracts change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they change automatically without you even knowing. It just rolls over.
So, no, I know that a lot of producers were screaming. They had contracts for, like, physical CDs and shit like that.
That's the type of contracts I had, yeah.
So did you have to go through some legal shit to get it to convert? Because a lot of people weren't getting their paper, I heard.
I mean, it all depends on when you write a song. It depends on the publishing.
Got you.
That's what is really going on now. Like when you see your ASCAP and your BMI and your publishing, it all depends on that percentage. Mm. Like me as a producer, I get 50% of the song, and if I write it, I get another 10 to 15. It all depends on what I'm doing. You know.
Yeah.
Going, ain't nothing but a gangster party. You know what I'm saying? I did the hook. And I did the beat. So I walked away I walked away with 60%. Tupac and Snoop walked away with 20%. You know what I'm saying?
It's classic.
And then, like now, when people use my music, you know, shout out to Jeezy T Grizzly, you know what I'm saying, for that song Summer, Gangsta Summer, something like that.
Yeah.
I get 25% of that song. Tupac get 25% of that song.
You saying like if
they sampled the music.
Okay, the music, not the beat. They sampled the period. Like if they just sampled the beat.
If they sample a mimic of that motherfucker.
You getting paid.
Hope y'all still, okay,
we
cool.
Still getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, I know many people done use Ambitious of a Rider. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that's been using it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get paid for that, you know, for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
They say, you need to take some of your money and put it up for retirement. Well, I don't really need to do that because I know how to save my money.
Mm-hmm.
But ASCAP and royalty checks is my retirement.
That shit forever.
Yeah, forever.
You know what I mean? That's going to keep coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why I got to go get a retirement and give you crackers my money that I can't even see?
Real shit.
That you got control of.
Who put you on that game, though? Like, who was the
learning?
Person?
Shit,
just learning.
Watching everybody.
Own? It wasn't no, like, particular artist back in the day when you was a
it
young
boy? It
wasn't
no artist. You know, everybody was for themselves trying to get out of a deal.
So did you had to go through shit just to know this?
What yeah, go saying? Out of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Have get you played a couple times?
Get fucked out of some money, you know what I'm saying? Every L ain't a loss.
Nah, hell nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Most of them be lessons. Shit, two
L's. You know, I learned how to, you know, account my own shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking at different accountants and shit that back in the days, how they was robbing. Robbing people, you know, all that. But then, you know, you learn how to do your own taxes. It all depends on how much money that you got in the bank that you made. You pay your taxes off.
Yeah. Better pay them taxes.
It ain't that. And then, like royalties and publishing, ain't nothing but an address. You know, like people say, well, let me admit your publishing and get publishing deals. That ain't nothing but giving them your address for them to send your check to your house instead of sending it to them.
Yeah.
And then they breaking you off. Fuck that. Here go my address right here. But some people in rappers, they don't have the time for that shit. They trying to hurry them get out the door when they should be filling out that paperwork, getting that money. You know, especially like for TV shows, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know, that's long money.
Mm-hmm. Who you say, I got a feeling I know the answer, but who would say is like the person you enjoy working with the most?
Man, I enjoy working with all of them.
All of them, yeah.
I looked at it like all of them was my artists.
Yeah.
They come to me, I produce them, I make the music for them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like,
but working with Snoop and working with Pac has to be special, though. Like, yeah. That ain't
getting
some shit
high
that
like
you...
a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Tupac looking for the weed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, they wake up early. I'm an early bird. I'm a Gemini, you know what I'm saying? So
Geminis are taking over big facts, man. Every week. Every week. Every week.
You run the world, man.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I wake up early, and they come get the beats and stuff like this, and it just happens, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just happen to be great to be working with a lot of great people, you know what I'm saying, from different eras.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I like publishers.
Yeah, you publish. Amen.
Well, Street Shy, that shit with Suge and our Suge like that.
Yeah, he was like that. You know, mostly he was like our father, you know what I'm saying? He was the big homie. We was under him. We was kids, you know what I'm saying? And shit, we was moving. Mm. The money was coming in. We had millions of dollars at 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22, 22. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
And it's still coming in. Not for him.
Mm.
His check stopped, but.
Why is that, you think?
Because he owned the company. He lost it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're the writers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had a thing like, it's called the copyright reversion law. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
So after 35 years.
It's 35 or I thought it was 25?
35.
Let the people know so they.
Yeah.
The copyright reversion law is a 35-year law from the date that you published the song. It mm-hmm. was made in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
So people like the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Aerosmith, and all them favorite groups that the white people making money off of from Warner Brothers and all these big companies, they're going to be petitioning to get their rights back.
Mm-hmm.
So Slave, the Village people, they got all their rights back. And the company have to negotiate with you or ask you, can we make a deal with you to keep your catalog over here?
After 35 years.
Yeah.
That shit need to go down about a 20, a 20.
And yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, when they do that, I tell them no.
Yeah.
I'm finna make my own business. So they have to knock on my door to use the song.
Yeah.
And I'm getting all the money.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So time will tell. I got 26 years in the game right now, waiting for another 7.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's mine.
Mm.
That's for a nigga.
And then all the albums start coming down. From the Chronic, Doggy Style, I start getting all them back each year.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So they make the deal with me.
Do you feel like did you check out that Suge? It was a Showtime documentary.
I checked it all out.
You checked it out. How much? Because he was in there. He even got the tears and saying people kind of turned their back on him and so forth. How much of that do you feel like from your perspective was truth, and how much you feel like was a little bit of cap?
All of it is true. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna lie, but you know everybody turned their back on everybody. You know the money make you.
Mm.
You know.
That's real shit.
The money make you do that automatically from the friends, the bitches. The police, all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like he said in the documentary, when he went to jail, his mother didn't even know how much money he had.
But everybody now, so you and Corrupt A1, obviously you and Snoop. Everybody pretty much A1 now. Y'all fuck with each other.
And we all family. Snoop, my first cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Corrupt, my closest, my brother, my uncle, you know what I'm saying? So, and we, you know, we got a show tomorrow, me and Corrupt, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be rocking with DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying?
That's all, yeah.
Well, what city?
In Santa Ana.
Okay.
California. You know, blazing up, people bringing pounds to this motherfucker, giving it to us.
Yeah,
I just have a big black bag. And I just go around with that, and they drop edibles and all that shit. It's a sesh concert.
Oh, man.
They bring you shit just getting to
I mean, it'd be, like I said, they have sessions out there where it's like the swap meet a week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, later on when.
Brand on and shit.
Yeah, so later on when Georgia, you know, get the laws together, we can throw a big ass sesh and invite vendors, and the vendors paying $2,300. Each vendor, because they selling weed in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they got the concert, and we charge people to get in. And then, you know, people taking dabs big as this right here for a television. You know what I mean? Contest shit.
Yeah.
Just having fun, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Talk about a little bit about longevity, bro. Like, when you wake up and see a headline on recipes to Pop Smoke, and you see some of these young homies don't get the see their career and their life out, is a blessing that you still here. But talk about some of the keys maybe to staying relevant and have a longevity, whether it's in music or in the streets?
You know, stay busy. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just like driving. If you look to the right, you look to the left, you're going to swerve, crash. You got to look to the, you know, forward. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And be about your business. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Stay busy, that's real though.
I got a lot of big homies, but I'm the big homie. Mm. You know what I mean? I follow myself. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And all that. So, you know, I'm an observer too. You know, Geminis, we look. You know, observe, look around, see what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? Then I make my move. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to learn from this mistake, that mistake, that mistake, and put them together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just longevity. It's just, shit, being wise. Mm-hmm. Not being stupid, moving too fast, talking too fucking much.
Mm-hmm. Go to instincts too, though.
Yeah. You know, first instinct, it's just like driving. You're like, oh, should I get over on this side? Because you think this side going slow, but when you get over this side slow, and then you got to get back and this one going, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I usually just go with my first one, stay in the lane, don't move. I wake up in the morning, hit my toe on a motherfucking couch, I've got to redirect my morning. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Let me do something else. I need to hit my toe, something's going on, you know what I mean? That type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Just rethinking. Mm.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What type of shit you be saying to the niggas on the come up and the young niggas? Because everybody knows your reputation. We hear that you was a young, wild nigga yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when you see the young niggas out there wilding, what kind of game you try to get them?
Man, stay out the way, man. Handle your business. Be smart. You know what I'm saying? Don't do a lot of stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, the law ain't playing. They giving time out like candy around here. You know what I'm saying? You can be in the streets or you can be taken off the streets, but don't get tricked off the street.
That shit built, that shit designed for niggas to fold too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see niggas these days just going in there folding that you would never think. Like, this shit, these folk putting real pressure on these niggas when they do that bullshit. Mm. Do some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how you don't know a nigga real until he keep it real. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying?
So that sentence come.
You don't know if a nigga gonna fold till you get in a position to fold. You know what I'm saying? So That shit just fucked up right now.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been looking at a lot of like YouTube and shit like this. You know, I look at what the federal agents be saying to people. They be like, well, you know, we're going to take your mother to jail, right? Your kids there, you know, you're going to lose it. It pressure.
But I hate to say it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom and them, they, like, it's all on your family. You got to know what you signed up for, man. Yeah. These folk come lock me up, and they tell me I got to tell them.
Just like you said, you that other
your
thing.
Dad, look, your ass got to go to jail, man. I can't come back to this shit done told on me.
Yeah. Just like you said, when nigga like, man, I done got into it with, he done already told on you, like you said.
Yeah, before. You already got
you ain't no
shit.
Winning.
How?
You know what I mean? So, that's why I say, hey, I do everything solo. I don't need no co-defender.
You gon' this shit, but these young niggas, this shit is crazy, bro. Cause these young niggas will really do some bullshit and put it on the Instagram. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like that shit, bro. I wanna erase that shit so bad, bro. I wanna erase that shit, but I just know where I got them in the big facts. Shit show 20th, March 20th, by the way, yo, the shit show going up.
Yeah.
It. Buckhead Theater is all the way up.
It's going down, huh?
It's up there.
Nate Dawg, bro. Yeah. Gotta ask you about Nate Dawg. Long live Nate Dawg. Rest in peace, Nate Dawg, bro.
Nate Dawg.
Is it crazy to see, like, people be taking credit for, like, melody and music, but, man, I ain't hear nobody with no melody before Nate Dawg in the early...
No gangster melodies.
Gangster melodies. There you go. That's the right way to kick
Nate
it.
Nate Dawg, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Oh, man, you know... Rest in peace, Nate Dawg, man. You know, that's my brother, man. We did a lot of things, and, you know, and I'm just happy to be a part of the catalog, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his son has got a new single out, sound just like his daddy.
Okay. What his son go by?
His name, Inhale.
Inhale, okay.
Yeah. He got a new video. You know, one video up there, he got about 200,000 on there already, you know what I'm saying? So he moving up and just telling him, you know, just be careful, watch what you do, and charge these motherfuckers.
Charge these motherfuckers,
you know what I mean?
Because
it could be over tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? What you getting out of it? Just a smile, laugh, and a ha-ha. And,
yeah.
And all that, you know what I mean?
Fuck the fan, get
business,
the money.
Business.
Yeah, get the money.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Yeah.
This is business, just like the dope game. It's business. Ain't no smiles and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know, like me and Corrupt, we do a show. You know what I'm saying? I treat it like a robbery.
Mm.
I'm going in here. Get the money, get out of here, get back to the house.
Get back
you know
to
what I'm
the
saying?
House, right. Don't hang out.
We rob these motherfuckers. I mean, we on stage, we rocking hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We already got the money, so it ain't no ha, 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 and nothing. And like I was telling the homie out there before, it's like with the Pop Smoke situation, it's like now artists have to be more protective of themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To the fans. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfucking fans... It's crazy as a motherfucker. So, like, when man say, hey, then, hold on, they gonna be fresh. You know what I'm saying? All that type of shit. You know, you got to be protected to the fans now. You know what I'm saying? People coming in because when they come up to us, we try to be, okay, we try to be cool. And,
But you know, the narrative come from, though, if a nigga act a certain way or move a certain way, he Hollywood or he
But I can detect
funny.
That bullshit, though.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
ASAP,
I feel you.
ASAP, man.
ASAP, man.
Shit, I can detect
that Gemini.
Smell it.
That Gemini can detect that.
Smell that shit, bro. You know what? That shit scar you. It's a gift and a curse. Cause you see that shit on people that you love, too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could... Nobody is exempt from this shit. I'm talking about your kids, your friends, your spouse, your parents. Nobody is exempt from the shit you can see in a person.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? No matter what, I love you enough that I got to deal with you, but you could be my cousin and be a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's not exempt from your family.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know
big
what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, no matter because you love a motherfucker don't mean that they are not a fuck nigga or a
piece of
shit.
They already fucked you out of
shit.
Something already.
You know what I'm saying? They could just be a piece of shit and don't need to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But...
You can do bad on your own.
This loyalty shit, the code that we live on, it's just like, this how snitching gets so bad. Like, I'm going to put you down on some shit. Like, snitching went wrong is when such and such cousin who told got out, but such and such own. Mm. Such and such got done killed by playing with his cousin, so y'all got to accept it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't a nigga tell, but he my cousin or friend or nephew, but I bank is sipping, now everybody sipping.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. He ain't cut him off, he still got the nigga around. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? The shit just get accepted, niggas ain't hesitating to tell. They tell it in the police car. Yeah, they ain't even getting down.
They ain't even getting to the station.
They ain't even got far. They ain't put the cuffs on him yet.
Like, shit just crazy, man. You can never tell where that shit gonna come from. This shit like a goddamn sink your battleship game type shit. You know what I'm saying? You never can know what end that shit can come from, because you don't never know what somebody else working. A motherfucker might be working a move just to show you. You get what I'm saying? Just to show you, all right, I'm gonna be this way around Bank just so. Because I know what type of nigga he think is a fuck nigga. You get what I'm saying? So I ain't going to never show that hand, because I know this nigga. He been talking, you know, Jim and I, we talk too much.
Yeah.
So a nigga be done told a nigga about another fuck nigga, but he saying in his mind, like, I do that though. You know what I'm saying? You can never say what limit to envy would do, like.
It'll do anything.
Or just misunderstand. A lot of this shit be misunderstanding. A lot of niggas don't like each other because they really want to be around each other, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas will be mad at a nigga because he saying, you ain't my friend no more. Ass shit. This shit is cute. This shit is cute as fuck around this bitch, man. Like,
pretty.
Hold up, man. I just got off topic, but because you said, man, but, bro, this shit is cute as fuck around this bitch, man.
Man, everybody.
Niggas is cute.
They want makeup and stars.
Nobody
want to
stand up for nothing. Like, everybody want to shit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Like, you know you're doing some wrong shit, but you'll be fucked that. That's what fucking shit up.
Yeah.
If niggas own up to it, that sucks shit. I shouldn't have did that. You know what I'm saying?
Man up.
I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have said that. Or I shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit. Like, my bad, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Admit when you're wrong.
I'm the type of nigga, I can do that, bro. Because I can live with myself regardless of what's going on with Bank. Like, I'm me.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, what you know or think, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm me.
Mm.
Yeah, because we don't depend on nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, regardless, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, this shit just crazy, man. Life is just, it's like, it didn't seem like this shit just getting worse. What the fuck is going on? Like, I'm puzzled, man.
Yeah.
These young niggas dying and shit over nothing. And
that's like the same way when Tupac died, you know what I'm saying? You know, just him not knowing gang banging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was getting into it, and, you know, like when he first came, he was a thug life.
Mm-hmm.
They was all Crips.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got with Death Row, it was all Pyrus, Suge and them. So he wanted to feel like, you know, ha-ha, but he didn't know. When he first came to Death Row, and when he first came off the plane, and we did Ambitions of a Rider, I put him to the side. I said, man, you know, man, don't let this gangbanging stuff get between us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I see you, you know, you pushing for Death Row. We the dog pound. We never push for Death Row.
Mm.
Who's just on Death Row.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and Suge wanted the mascot for Death Row. That's when they had got Malik from, you know, illegal.
Illegal, yeah.
And they was pushing for him to be the mascot for Death Row, but Tupac, you know, M.O.B., you know what I'm saying? So he didn't know the essence of gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no rules to this shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's boom, boom, bang, bang.
Real shit.
You know, daylight, nighttime, in the morning, drinking coffee, taking a shit, you know, all that type of shit. It can go down. Yeah. You got to watch his back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, with the Nipsey situation and Pop Smoke situation, you know what I'm saying? It's like I said before, you know, you got to keep your eyes on.
But they're just the famous niggas we talk about.
You know what I'm saying? Without
this
the niggas
going on every day.
Every
in
day.
The streets, in the hood, like, bullshit. Niggas losing their life over shit. Like,
and it ain't even being reported.
Right.
Like, what is it about? Like, it never be about shit. Like,
the money.
That shit don't be about no money.
No.
It's jealousy.
You don't see niggas get robbed and
niggas still robbing your ass, but you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm robbing you because you.
A fuck nigga.
Yeah, you fucking my bitches and shit. These niggas ain't robbing nigga because he just trying to feed his family.
Right.
Because
he's cute.
Yeah, you know,
he's cute
shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Cute
shit, man. This shit's fucked up, man. Like, Damn, man. This shit come to this.
How do we get here?
That's that fucking
And how do we get away from here?
Bro, they shut the internet down, bro. Everything on that shit is fake. A lot of people don't understand that. Niggas ain't finna post goddamn, he got eviction notice. Niggas ain't finna post
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's all fake.
He gonna post he paid his rent.
It's two sides to everybody's life. Like, even me, I'm not finna post to get up in the morning and post the worst shit I can post that's going on with my day for real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ain't nobody finna do that. Who finna do that? A fool, an emotional person, but I'm just saying, like I'm just finna go post, yeah, goddamn. My wife done left me. My kids think I'm a fuck nigga, man. I'm finna goddamn jump off 20. Niggas ain't finna do that, man.
Some people do it.
Some people do.
I'm just saying, but not no nigga who thinking they got them.
Not no boss type nigga.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't finna do that. So all that shit is fake. And that's the people who...
It's an illusion.
The people who ain't got nothing going on, who thinking that they looking at this fake shit trying to be this. Bro, when you probably is the realest. Just because you don't got no followers, your followers 300, 400, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, whatever, so what? This nigga with all these followers could be a fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Like, that shit don't mean
shit. That's the key word right there. Fuck nigga.
Yeah.
Man, cute shit, man.
Cute fuck nigga.
No, like real nigga shit, though. Like, and all these bitches with these filters and all. You know what I'm saying? That shit look nice, but it's fixed up,
they
bro.
They fooled you. Catfish.
This shit is fixed up. First of all, she got on a whole nother somebody else's face with makeup. They making a whole face.
Lace
up,
front.
Like,
yeah. Makeup and filter.
Makeup and
they
filter.
Saying they got the new filters. You can make the ass round and all kind of shit. I'm like, man, they just going too far. Like,
I need to know, like, from girls and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they get their makeup done, do they let it go for a day, 2 days, 3 days, wash it off, put it back on? Because, you know,
no, I'm saying
they got to do this shit every day. This is a part of every day.
Yeah.
They got to keep that. You got to keep that mask on.
They got, like, permanent, they got, like, long-term makeup and all that shit now.
They make it last now.
Oh, they got a plastic mask for you put that shit on like this.
But, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong, man. It look nice.
They looking good.
That ain't. This shit is all made
no
up.
White
that's what it called makeup. You making yourself up. That's not you.
Just don't have no white pillows.
Right.
That motherfucker probably sleep. You know how they sleep and they forget the hell they did? Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing, bro. Ain't shit. I got to get a photo shoot of tomorrow. Nah, but that shit crazy, man. And I ain't. It's just all fake. Like, everybody, like, ain't nobody finna post. Ain't nobody finna just be posting they
text
and
statements and shit like
you know
that. Yeah. Ain't nobody finna post these new checks coming in from the taxes.
But look,
big message to the people that beat himself. Like, let's take a name like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
This nigga just himself. You know what I'm saying? So people need to know when you yourself, you rise. You know what I'm saying? You look kind of lame trying
Lamar,
to be.
Gemini.
Like you say.
Nigga, Gemini, though.
You can still win being Gemini, oh, God.
Gemini, though. Gemini. I'm just keeping it real. Like, I ain't trying to be fun in that. Yeah, ain't it?
Yeah.
Make sure y'all claim all the Geminis to the Trump, Gemini, the Kanye.
I told you, bro. I'm not good with it, bro.
Claim all of them.
Kanye is a genius. Fuck that. Kanye is a genius. I don't care what nobody say.
Awesome.
I don't know nobody's personal what he got going on. I don't give a fuck about all that. If he retarded or not, because we all retarded. But I'm saying, the nigga is a fucking genius, bro. You be that smart, you got to be thrown off a little bit.
You
this nigga
wear
selling bullshit-ass clothes for the Hashki.
Mm-hmm. For real, that shit
that
ugly
shit for
as a
the Hashki.
And orthopedic shoes.
And that shit saying? Fresh. If you look at it like that shit fresh.
Orthopedic shoes?
Yeah.
Damn.
Clarks,
and they went for $1,000 up.
Man, that shit fresh, though. If you look at it like, if you come back out, it
looks
crazy, but it's fresh.
Fashion.
Fashion. Hey, you can be yourself and make it, man. That's
the bottom line, bro. Like,
you can be anything, like you said, you can be anything you want on the internet.
Yeah, but the real you going to eventually
show out.
Rise to the top, bro. You going to go crazy being another nigga every time the lights come. Now you see if you was an actor. You're acting. Right,
well, rapper to an extent, I hate to say it.
We said this, we said we started saying the same shit on Eric. We said we talked about this.
I know
before.
A rapper to
like
an extent
deja vu.
Is an actor, bro. We just gotta keep
it. Nah, bro, but you can't be acting when it come down to this real shit. These niggas out here shooting for real.
Nah, you gotta take
no
what's going with it.
Shit when you leave the microphone and jump in your car.
Yeah.
Reality is
I respect
reality.
A nigga to be like, bruh, I ain't well all that. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they ain't. Now, if you with that shit, they come with it. But I'm talking about the actors.
Yeah.
And it always be an actor into
my
a
nigga frightened
real
at the
nigga.
Front door, they went out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, how was it like coming up on the West Coast? Like, that shit was easy with the music. It seemed like that shit was easy for y'all niggas like that.
It was hard, you know what I'm saying? Because wasn't no internet before, you know what I'm saying? And we did a lot of work, but didn't nobody really know our faces.
Mm. But at one time, it was like everybody was getting
they was banging the chronic. Everybody was banging the chronic. The shit was coming out of the car doors. Everybody had the chronic. And they right past us like, what's up?
Mm.
But they didn't even know it was us. They just knew it was our, you know, they just knew our voice. Mm. So we had to do a lot of things to get ourselves known. Because we'd be at a club, and they playing our music back, but they won't let us in the club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So Ice-T had to come out one time and get us in the club while they playing 187 on Cop. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But just, shit, the internet make it easy for them. Back in the days when we was coming up, it wasn't all that. It was hand-to-hand. Putting your records on consignment, going to each Tower Records, driving to this state, driving to that state. Yep. It was footwork, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we longevity, like people that, and our status can do longevity because we did that before, you know what I'm saying? And we know how to, if you go broke today, we know how to survive. Yeah. They go broke today, they should go kill they sell somebody
shit.
Or something.
That's
goddamn,
why I say we
stand out the way.
If you... You ain't on that cute shit, bro. When you on that cute shit, when you fall off, niggas know you done fell off.
Yeah.
If you, bro, you can never tell when a real hustler done took a loss or take a loss or up. Like, where I'm from, bro, you supposed to play broke. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We get in our moments and go to popping our shit. Now, that's what we supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, nigga, we used to make up lies and shit, bro. I just lost, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? We used to make
like
rumors
somebody said,
out.
Can
so
you help me pay my rent, man? I just got evicted.
You know what I'm saying? We just get the, nigga, whoever thinking about it. Nigga, you Jeff in the break of my house, you found out. That nigga done lost everything.
Yeah.
I ain't lost shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, dash.
Y'all don't know that.
Dash the way, like, we used to put rumors out, man. I just took a big ass loss, man. $2 million. Bro, you know he fucked up. Them niggas, they ready to do something.
Hey, yo, don't ask that nigga for no
don't
money.
Don't ask him for shit. Don't ask him. They'll spread it for you.
They
you know
be like, can you help pay my rent? God damn it, I just got evicted.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm finna, bro, I need some help. That's me. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way, bro, that's the only way you gonna get.
Like I tell him, hey, you can get more with me than you can from me.
Facts.
Mm. That's my
that's
thrive.
Facts.
You know what I'm
saying? I get money with any nigga. Like, let's
you can
do
get
it.
More with me.
What idea you come with?
Than
let's
you
do
can
it.
From me.
Exactly. But if my shit were the other way around, you can get more from me than with me. Like, cause niggas, that shit just a whole nother story, bro.
Yeah,
whole
nother episode.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real nigga shit, bro. Like, real.
Hey, was it? You think a lot of them albums was classic and timeless? Cause if I'm not mistaken, y'all fuck with each other. Meaning, as in. If you was working on a chronic or Doggy Style, everybody came in and kind of...
Everybody had to contribute to what they had.
That's hard.
I told them, nigga, that's the way, bro.
That's the way, no, for
like
sure.
If I got a hot song and Black got an album, and we got a 4 or 5 songs, we giving it to Black. Like, huh, you got first option. You know, listen to see if you want it. Nah, you know what I'm
that's
saying?
How that
that's
shit how go. Niggas don't understand that.
Your egos.
Basically, what he's saying...
not being selfish.
He's saying, nigga, if you on a team, nigga... And you know you got a song that could be a hit. Okay, but this nigga turn. They already got it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They already fuck with this nigga. Get this nigga these hits, man. Get this nigga. Push this nigga on up through there. Cause we all finna go up through there. Nigga, you wrote the shit. So it's just like you performing the shit.
Go get your money.
You gonna own this shit. Like, but niggas is chasing the light.
Chasing
instead
the
of the money, they want the light.
I want the money. You know, instead of you
all
buying me a car, let me buy my own car.
Mm-hmm.
My own insurance, you know what I'm saying? Like, with Death Row, I always bought my own shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I was the producer, I was getting paid, you know.
Straight.
You know, me and Suge was, you know, hanging, you know, doing what we was doing, you know what I'm saying? And we was getting paid, you know what I'm saying? It's just about, I found out about taxes, you know what I'm saying? Where I was making all this money and doing all that, so I had a check for like 260-some thousand, put in the bank. People put a hold on it. I was trying to go back the next day, go buy me a pound or two and take the money out, but then they said, it's a hold on it. You didn't pay your taxes. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I learned to take it out of your real name and make you a business company. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people can't fuck with your business, mm-hmm. but they can fuck with you as your personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So know the difference between that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When the man, government hits your motherfucker,
I personally might got $1.88 in that. Honey, bro, I'm, that shit declining on Uber. I don't put shit in my personal account. Like, my name, I'm still, bro. I got my wife be like, man, you have to, like, why you gotta put your name on that shit? Like, I break out in hives when I see how to sign my name on some shit.
Some identity theft out there?
Nah, just period, bro. Like, that's like when you sign your name, like, you get married, you sign your name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You are banked in this contract when you put your goddamn signature on this shit.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get out of that.
You don't really know how to read that good, thick-ass shit like the young nigga said. He's up here, thick-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Contract.
You just go to the back page and sign the shit.
And there's a life insurance policy in there, one of them pages.
Yeah. How you feel, man? Everybody want Tupac to be alive. So recently they said he ran out the hospital here in Mexico with a Navajo tribe.
Like I said before, he's a Gemini. He too loud. You know what I mean? Gemini, we loud. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to keep us compressed. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
If he was alive, he'd be talking. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, they say you can come back and see him. Yeah, he'd have been back.
He'd have been back. Yeah. Oh, there's new money coming
back.
In.
Well, what?
Yeah.
Talk. Nigga, this me.
Yeah,
white
real.
Face.
Would Tupac fuck with the music now?
Hmm?
Would Tupac fuck with the music that's out now?
Yeah, I think he would.
He would.
You know what I mean? All the, you know, the new sounds and, you know, everything. Everybody make
you
it change.
You got to move with time, though.
Got to move with time.
Would Tupac use auto-tune?
Hell nah.
Maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
It depends.
Because he was trying to sing.
Yeah, he was. He was getting
there.
You
know what I mean? So if he was getting in the right key, he might use it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But...
Not auto. You know,
not no auto-tune auto-tune on his raps though.
Yeah,
and maybe on hooks and you know other people and you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I don't think he would.
Yeah, you catch that key though with the auto-tune. You catch that right key.
We don't heard you, bro.
Nah, I ain't talking about. I'm just saying. Like,
we don't heard you, bro.
You feel me? You catch that key in that tune and won't it?
We don't heard you.
You young nigga, look at that boy. Where the name stuck up there at the top?
Who, Roddy?
From out there, Roddy.
Roddy, yeah. Yeah.
Man, he got about 3-4 more on climbing up through there.
Mm-hmm.
He from out y'all way.
Oh, yeah.
Roddy Rich.
That's my boy.
He hard.
Little homie. I support everybody, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, just embrace everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because we learn from the youngest homies to the oldest homies, you know what I'm saying? The kids is the most greatest A&Rs in the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get the kids, they bob in the air, you got you what?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to finish it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Bro, finally, talk about some of these business ventures. You got hats on the table.
Yeah.
You know, you say you get into the cannabis. You got some shit going on with that.
It's just
you
about exploring, man. Just get in where you fit in and learn different things to make money. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go out there and rob and do all that other type, because right now, with the robbing and all, you can get time, a lot of time, and be tricked off the street, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, always think of innovating things to do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you got a good trade, good craft, you know what I'm saying? Just like niggas, good seller, dope, be good doing this,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
That's real,
fast.
Man.
Trump letting niggas eat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't bullshitting, like, man.
He letting the meat black.
He letting niggas eat, man. They got them goddamn, man. They start your business. See, now, I don't know about the housing market because I ain't been trying to buy no houses and shit, but.
There's some good weed right here.
You trying to do some, you know what I'm saying, business type shit, man. They letting niggas eat, man. Look at all these folks opening up all these since he been in there.
Yeah, it all depends on the loans. You know, they giving loans out.
Yeah, they letting niggas
SBC
eat.
Loans and all kinds of different names and loans.
It's weird because money is up.
Fucked up like that.
No, money is up and the economy is up, but crime is up.
Yeah.
It don't make sense
to take it from some, take it from another. It's
where we at
right now?
That's just the truth. That's what's going
that's
on.
Shit, though. That real shit, right?
So I don't know.
Shit.
It's like crime is like on some 80s shit. See what I'm saying?
This shit ain't crazy.
I keep my news on Atlanta News looking at. You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of stuff. I looked at. They had one dude that got an apartment building with an AK, was just in the front.
I don't even watch that shit, bro. That shit is stressful.
It can be.
Stressful, bro. That shit,
but it's all over the world, like you said, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? This shit don't stop. This shit been going on for the last 10, 15, 30 decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 2020, 21, 22, 23. We used to think 1997, 82, you know what I'm saying? We was thinking like they never thought that a lot of people that, you know, we love and seen didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank God that I'm, you know, here to chat.
Facts, man. Yeah. Man, hey, man, once you learn how to ride a bicycle, man, you're going to always ride a bicycle.
You know, once you learn how to ride that motorcycle and switch gears, you good.
See, this is where the niggas fucking up at. They trying to remix it.
Everything.
You can't remix how shit go.
How it's supposed to go.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be, man, just fuck that shit. That shit gonna end up bad. No matter what you do, it's gonna end up bad, bro.
It's supposed to be.
No matter how good it be for now, that shit gonna end up bad because you done took a step off. You know what I'm saying? Just say, man, you got that. You going up a ladder, but you jumping over the motherfucker. You jumping up the steps. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And every time you jump up, them bitches go away. So if you gotta come back down to a certain level, that motherfucker ain't right there, you gonna just fall.
Mm-hmm. Fall right through the steps.
Try to go around shit, bro. You can't try to go around. You can't try to put no shit in your head and just stick to it, bro. Like, if you wrong, you wrong. But some people in their mind be right on certain shit, too, though. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, some of the homies be like, well, fuck it. If he wrong, he right.
Oh, no, that's
I'm going to ride with him.
You can't do that, though, bro. That's how that's like I said, that snitching shit. Then my boy, we grow up together, I love you, but you don't toll on a nigga.
So what you do, like, if one of your partners is wrong, not snitching wrong, but they just did some wrong shit, they in a situation.
It depends on if the
situation. And they might have to go to war or any type of shit.
It depends on the situation. Could have called me my life, bro.
Mm.
Or your life, because I care about you, too. It's just like this. Bro, why would you do some old internet-ass shit or some old about-a-bitch shit or some old shit like that? And put me in some shit that I gotta ride with you on some shit that I don't even agree with. Mm. I don't agree. Like, if nigga come tell me, like, bro, hell yeah, man, cause a nigga had said shit to the little hoe, bro, don't even talk to me no more about it. I don't wanna hear nothing else. When the hoes involved, don't talk to bank about it. I don't wanna hear it. You on your own. I don't wanna hear it. The little hoe, man, I don't wanna hear that shit, dad. I don't wanna hear it not one time. Like, bro, I'm out of that. Don't put me in that. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up.
Yeah. That's talk a disease. To me about some money, man.
That's a disease. No, I'm just saying, like he
small
he
problems is get people into big problems.
Exactly. Like, cause I wouldn't put you in that situation.
Right. It start out by a female or something, and end up some other shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, even if it's on some hating shit, you just hating. Mm. You just hating on a nigga, but you got me
Snow
really
Patrol,
hating
baby.
With you. You got
Snow
me
Patrol.
Really hating with you, and I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. I'm thinking that you the aggressor.
Yeah.
And we the victim, so I'm finna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But really, we on some sucker shit, and I don't even know, because I'm on some sucker shit through another nigga.
Yeah.
Real shit, bro. Like, Big that facts. Is some bullshit. Like, that's some bullshit, and that shit happens daily.
Mm.
You got good niggas that be getting caught up in shit, losing their life and all that shit, and then when you boil down to it, you ask what it is, that shit be some sucker
simple
shit,
bullshit that could have been avoided.
So these just sayings, ride with your dogs no matter what, is a lie. That's what you're saying.
Nah, it ain't, because
it just
I feel like, bruh,
no bullshit.
Niggas ain't standing on the cold. Ride with your dog mean he not. Ride with your dog mean don't get your dog in no bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take you away from your family. I don't want, that's ride with my nigga, too. Mm. It's two sides to this shit.
Like, you know if me saying? And Black riding, me and his objective is handle our business, and our main objective is to get back home.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You get back home to your family, get back home where I am, and we going
to
smoke.
We're going to chill. We're going to do whatever we're going
to
do.
We ain't got the weed blowing at the house.
We ain't trying to put no conflict in the... We ain't trying to put no... No
bullshit.
Mischief in the mix.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you know when you call some bullshit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who you is. Female, male. You know if you woke up in the morning and you got something on your mind, you don't check the nigga phone or some shit. Bitch, you know you trying to provoke an argument or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know when you wrong. Yeah. You know when you really, because you're not really saying what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to make you look like a sucker because you went to my phone. Mm-hmm. So you really want to start somebody somewhere like
early this morning?
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the same way with niggas. They do the same shit. Like, you're not saying what the real reason is. So, you know what I'm saying? You go to just doing that shit is just fucked
That's
up,
what I said.
Bro.
Now you didn't cost us. We done broke the phone.
Mm-hmm.
because you're looking in the phone. Now I got to go buy another phone, and it cost me money to this, and then it cost me and me and you arguing. Now I'm gone for a week or two a month.
Exactly. Nah, on that aspect. Yeah, nah, real shit, though.
Now I think it'll give me some more money.
All this shit could have been avoided.
If we'd have came in laughing.
Like, I don't know.
Just do right now. People should use their fucking brain and just do right. It's basic shit.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Follow the rules. Like,
what? I'm not finna goddamn lie to myself, bro. I can't do that. Like, if a nigga, I'm going to hear a person out. This is me. I'm this type of person. Like, what's the problem? You know what I'm saying? What is now, if nigga, you wrong, you wrong. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You wrong, you wrong. Fuck you. We can do it however you want to do it. But if it come back like, it what happened, ooh, you wrong, bang. All right, you right.
Yeah.
What we got to say, I'm out. You right.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't saying that word.
Ego.
Niggas ain't saying the words. You right.
The ego won't allow him.
My bad. Niggas ain't saying that shit. That's what.
It's like, fuck you. I
females
did
too. Like, not just niggas. Females
fuck
too.
If I'm
like,
wrong
people,
or right. It's like,
people
hey.
Ain't like, mm-hmm. you can go years and years, like, family members, like, not talking to family members for years and years and years over some pet ass shit that wasn't nanny. Now one of y'all just don't want to say, I'm sorry, I love you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be best friend, be around each other every day, because whatever we said, we crossed the line. But it ain't that. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas, people be trying to make it something that it ain't even that, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga don't give, it ain't shit.
Yeah.
But nigga be trying to make it seem like it's something, cause thinking, oh, I don't want to feel like I'm trying to goddamn be back buddy, bruh. Niggas, everybody.
I be looking at like how niggas be around you and they just make up shit and say shit just to spark a conversation with you. Like, it's just killing me to say something to. Let me say something. What can I think that black would know?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. I'm watching TV. You know what I mean? I be having, like, my homegirl, you know, one of my little female, you know what I mean? She be like, talking and shit, like, while I'm watching TV and shit, even when the commercial come on. I'm like, God damn.
Shut the fuck up.
That type of shit, you know, and then when you say something, arguments start.
Exactly.
You know, we both fighting, talking shit.
And I ain't
shit.
Doing nothing but tell you some real shit.
And I'm going in the back and smoke, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how I soothe my problem.
Shit is confusing.
Smoke you out.
Yeah.
I guess you have to grow. I guess niggas just have to grow to be real. To be able to be real with theyself, like, I don't know. Like,
that grows in time.
Yeah, like.
When you go through a lot of shit, then you learn, and then, you know.
What's important and what's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you know, when you get into it with your kids and they, you know, all that type of shit, and they talking back to you, that type of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like bullshit, you know what I'm saying, from their mama, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that type of shit. I even, you know, hey, I went to, you know, what'd you say, class
junior college.
No, for domestic violence.
Oh, that type of shit. My bad. All right.
Anger management.
Anger management.
Just say you been beating on bitches.
No, you know what I'm saying? Because they lie. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, like me being on death row. It's like, you know, they put a case on you. You know, some call the police on you and da da da. Do what I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? And all the other type of shit. So, you know, like the officers. You know, we teach it from ICE. So, what's the most dangerous thing on a police officer?
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What is the most dangerous thing on a police officer? You know, everything.
The radio. What's most dangerous? What you mean?
What's the most lethal, dangerous thing on a police officer?
That they carry?
Yeah.
They pistol?
What is?
The pen. After you do all your shit and he write that shit down and give
shit.
It to the judge, you ain't got shit to say.
That you motherfucker, that is deadly.
That pen is a motherfucker. He ain't got to say shit. Just write that thing down and give it to the judge. And your ass is up the creek. You know what I'm saying? So I learned the ABCs in there, too. The A is for the aggressor, The belief. The B is for the belief. You know what I'm saying? That I didn't do it. You did do it. That's the belief. The C is the consequences. Somebody going to jail. You have to pay some money. Restitution. Lawyer fee.
Whatever they taught you in the class.
Yeah. going to classes. The D is for the dispute. The E is for the emotions. And the F, it's all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. So that's what I go by, you know, ABC. You know, I look at a situation. If we arguing, hey, I'm going to be quiet. I know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't worried about the shit. Long as I tell them, as long as I ain't dead or in jail, bitch, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Or fuck you, nigga. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I hold my own. I ain't got to worry about this. You know what I'm saying? Because. Yeah. I'm not depending on you. You don't pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Because I done had it, lost it, had it back, you know what I'm saying? Just being wise with it, you know what I'm saying? I learned from the old cats, you know what I'm saying? Max Julian.
Who that?
Max Julian, he played the Mac.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Goldie.
Yeah.
Goldie. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I listen to you, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's love, bro.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you putting
y'all up. Y'all niggas legends in my book, man.
Oh, yeah, we still playing that.
Like, nigga, soon we got them. I think you hit me, I hit you. Yeah. ASAP. We had it in
all the time.
ASAP.
And there's some great, good, fruity, good weed.
It's that Snow Patrol, man.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that shit, see this weed, I'm going to tell you, we got some. I ain't gonna promote no weed on
my head. Just say Snow Patrol. You hear me?
It take the cute shit out of nigga. This shit put the player in the nigga, man.
Yeah.
Take that cute shit out of nigga, bro. Then you come get some of this shit, man.
Big facts.
New strand.
Screen high.
The new strand.
We don't fuck screen high.
Except Kodak.
Yeah, he better pass out for no reason.
I'm good.
Y'all got gas up. We got somebody else coming in, right? Gas on up, y'all. We got somebody else coming in, man. So you better get you a mask because I'm in the smoke.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just want to thank y'all for having me.
Appreciate you pulling up, bro.
Big facts, you know what I'm saying, to the viewers out there. I love y'all. This DA to the Z, Big Black, DJ Scream, you know what I'm saying? The bank of all bankers. You hear me?
Nothing but love.
That good weed, man. I appreciate y'all.
Big shouts out to Dash. You know what it is. Big facts. Salute.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Big Facts, you know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, man. We got a special guest in the building, man. She is very popular on Instagram. She be kicking games. She be giving people hard times, all that good stuff, man. Let's welcome Six to Big Facts.
Hey.
Now clap, David. Grab your mic. Grab your mic. Come join the six.
Okay.
You are now. Is she smoking Snow Patrol?
Nah, it's
just, not Snow Patrol.
Nah.
Wait a minute. What's Snow Patrol?
It's just another strain of weed.
Oh, okay. That's scary. I'm like, Snow. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Nah.
Wait a minute. Ain't doing like that,
okay.
None of that.
Hell nah.
None of that. Hey, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Everybody's come across your Instagram at some point. You know what I'm saying? You'd be passionate about the stuff that you talk about on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Very passionate and heartfelt. But just tell us how that all came about and how you got popular on Instagram, some of your business endeavors, all that good shit.
Okay. I wouldn't really describe myself as popular on Instagram. I never heard that before, so that's dope for
me to hear. You ever got like 40,000 likes, 50,000, 30?
No, it's not today's thing.
Yeah, you have. Something has gone viral.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, all right.
But not on my page, at least. I know sometimes people might repost something theirs, but I don't know. I just got at a point in my life where there are things that I wish I would have known in my life that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if there's things that you wish you had or that you wish you knew, that it's your job to pay it forward to others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they say, you know, be who you would have needed or would have wanted in your life, in your upbringing.
Some of the things you be talking about on the ground. Well, first off, what was the beard controversy? Because you woke up and snapped one day talking about if you got a beard, nigga, you're canceled or don't have something. Talk to us about the beard.
I didn't say if you had a beard, you canceled.
Okay, give us the facts. I'm sorry.
No.
What did
I
you
like
say
beard.
About the beard? No, was, no. If you have a beard,
I said,
don't cut your
beard. Are you talking about where it says, should a husband or should you consult your wife or your woman before cutting your beard?
Okay, give us the facts. See, because the internet.
I like beards.
You like
I like
beard.
Masculine. I like a man to look masculine.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, why would you ask me, would you cut your beard?
No,
I like a man.
The caption was a little more real. It was like.
Well, see, it was supposed to be funny. Did it come off like
I only know you to be real.
Well, I meant what I said, but it was supposed to be more so funny. It was overly exact. Not that I'm going to literally put a pistol and pop you if you cut your beard, but it was meant to be funny. I didn't realize how when talking about beards, like the non-bearded man getting their feelings. I had people write me messages. One nigga wrote me a message like, for your information, I'm in the Navy. He's like, and we got to make money and we can't be worried about a beard. I was like, I feel like y'all low-key are
personal.
Like self-conscious about the beard thing because you know it's a, not saying if you have a beard, you're automatically masculine, but I feel like they in their mind also equate the beard with masculinity. So by me mentioning a beard, they got so triggered, like I was saying, you're not a real man. I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying everybody got a preference for me.
Right.
I like
so your
a man
preference
to
is
have
a beard.
Burly beard, all that.
And you made it clear today, if the man is loyal, provides, protects you, he gets a real meal. If not,
oh,
you get
the rest
dogs.
Get hot dogs.
Okay,
raw hot dogs.
What you consider loyalty though, from a dude?
Loyalty is that you know you're at top priority. Loyalty is he's focused on you, no matter what else goes on. You secure in your position. You know that he's not going to get distracted in a way.
You say, are you? Is that a nice way to say he's not gonna cheat?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, so distracted. What
I'm
is
saying
distracted?
Your
loyalty,
position.
You come first.
Your position is secure, period. It's no matter. When I say distractions could be anything. Distractions could be work.
Mm-hmm.
Distractions could be, you know, family. Even when it comes to family, like if I'm your wife, I come first. So it's just a matter of loyalty. Is your position secure? Is he making sure? You know, it's no matter what he got going on in his life, are you that priority?
African and American is your podcast. Let us know about some of the shit that you talk about on there.
African American is my baby. It started out as more so like experiences of like a single black woman in the United States. It started out like that. But as my life progressed, I wasn't that anymore. But I kind of tweaked it now to where my focus is more so talking about family structure and healing and things of that nature. So I can have 1 week on the show. We're discussing relationships and marriage, The next week, we're discussing money. I talk about anything I feel that is currently affecting us, our relationships, our families, what I discuss on the show.
Okay.
I'll put it like that. It's not necessarily, I wouldn't say it's like one subject. I would say if it's something that I feel is currently an issue or being talked about that can affect our family structure, I want to talk about it.
You know, one thing that keep popping up online, I keep seeing, is you just be big on, I guess, the masculine man and the feminine woman or something like that. That was a big debate, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think it's something that we've been systematically kind of torn away from. And the way my mind works is the more you trying to stop someone from doing something, I want to know more so, well, where is the power in it? So when I look at how much energy gets put into making sure that we're not on the same page as black man and black woman, it made me be like, well, why?
Facts.
You know, why are you discouraging that so badly? And that's when I realized, I'm like, that's one of the things that we have not tried. I feel like in the past 50 years, we have tried so many different avenues as opposed to realizing that while everybody else is trying to be, I guess they call it, what's the word I want to say when you're making changes for the better? I can't do the word I want to say, but while other people are figuring out how to change to make themselves better in the future, we were better a long time ago. So I'm like, we kind of have to look into the past because we had it right at one point. And
when was that? What you mean? Like when was that?
Even in the my mom's generation, I would say even like 60 years ago, even before like pre-crack era, like we had things, we had our own businesses, you know, we had. Black men married black women. It wasn't even, marrying a white woman wasn't even legal, wasn't even a thing. Like, we had it right. We were doing our thing. You know, we had our own families. Everybody had their gender roles, had their positions to play.
Nah, real shit, though. That's real.
We had our shit together. Shit.
What's the name of your podcast again?
African and American.
You hot. You hot. I ain't capping like, thank nah, you. That's real shit, though.
And along that, like, along that history. Go ahead.
Yeah, they trying to get down. They putting that bullshit out there. I was just talking about this shit earlier, man. Them folk, this ain't showing. They trying to destroy. This shit is dividing.
Full time.
I don't even want to talk about it because they be flagging these kind of shit when they go trying to educate.
Right.
But, nigga, we got to get on our shit, man.
What in your
this is unacceptable. I hate
this
it here.
This is unacceptable.
Oh, God.
How real we got shit. Like this. And
real
so.
Shit.
I'm
real
full-time.
Shit. This shit is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. And unnecessary. We better than this. Like, where thank we're you. At now is so beneath us. We're a naturally yes. intelligent, and we're naturally a people that feel. We have feelings. While other races don't, they could sleep at night perfectly doing all types of outrageous shit. We're not built like that. We got emotions. We got a conscience. So when I see us behaving in the way we behave, I just feel so disappointed because I'm like, this is not even us.
It's, we're like, the people... it's like they done did an experiment on us that's working.
No, they have.
How we fix it, though? You know, I'm always say that over and over again.
And that's why we fix it with reestablishing gender roles. If you go to work and your boss say, everybody do what make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just walking to work. If flipping the burgers make you happy, do that. If the register make you happy, do that. You're going to end up with chaos. It's going to be two people trying to do the same job. They're going to get confused. So if working something as simple as like a McDonald's require system and structure and roles, how would our families, our legacies, which is our real life, like living, breathing humans, our lives don't require structure and roles?
What do you think? So what do you think of some of the roles of a man? What do you think some of the roles of the women? You know, I'm smiling because of a couple
what's
episodes.
Your podcast again?
African and American.
Okay.
Hosted yeah. by Six the Goddess.
That shit. You are.
What yeah. What's the roles?
Nature tell us the roles. So we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
There he goes. Mm-hmm.
Nature tell us the roles. You have to listen to divine nature. Nature gonna tell you the way to go. So
it's cooking. A feminine role.
A feminine role. So if we look at it today, most households, daddy work 40 hours a week, mama work 40 hours a week. what happens to the kids? Okay, the kids' parents ain't never around. The kids getting put on the iPad, the video game to keep them busy, because two people working full time are not going to have the energy to pour into them children as needed. So now if we look into the way, and so now what do we got? Our kids killing us, kicking in doors, no regard for human life. They were never nurtured. They had no structure. They live in a society where everyone tell them, do whatever you want, and wonder why they killing themselves, each other, and killing us.
That's why I just told y'all, don't nobody be loving these niggas.
Right.
That's what it really be.
That's what it really is, brother. That's what I'm telling you, brother, how niggas will crash. Niggas don't give a fuck, because, brother, niggas know, like, I'm empty. I'm empty.
Yeah.
That would make this crash, man. I'm telling you.
It's simple. It's really not hard. When you really look at the patterns, it's really not hard. Like you said, it's a project. These people, our people that are the most lost are the people that are products of these projects. Like, literally, you're an experiment. You literally are a subject from when you're in the womb. So if nature says, my baby will have gestation here in my womb, then after the baby's born, guess where the baby's food is at? Here. So if nature tell me my baby's food source is located in my chest, I'm supposed to be with my baby. I'm not supposed to have my baby and 6 weeks later pop a bottle of formula in my child's mouth and be at work. Because we want to take one more vacation per year and want to have 300 extra square feet of space in our home. It makes more sense. Not saying women should not have careers. I have a career. It's not saying that. It's just saying that we have to pay more attention to the way things are supposed to go. And that's what I'm big on. So if I experience pregnancy and breastfeeding, that means if I'm doing that, then while I'm doing that, I shouldn't have to also defend myself. So that's where now my partner come in.
Got you.
So now I'm safe to bring forth life. My partner can defend me. I feel like men's jobs are here to protect us so we can bring forth life.
Okay. Fair enough. So but some of the tasks include in protecting and include in being feminine. What are just a few of the tasks? Because our people like to hear it broke down all the way.
Right.
Break
and
it
they
all
should.
The way down.
They should. I feel like this. Me as a black woman, whatever space I'm in, if a black man is present, I should be safe. Whether you're my man or my family, if I, as a black woman,
that's real shit.
If a black man is present, I should be safe.
Nah, that's real shit.
So then it leads to the question, so what should men be as long as a black woman is present? Okay, because reciprocity is everything. It can't just be, I need this from you. What am I giving back? And that's why for the femininity, which true feminine peace is something I feel like a lot of brothers are missing. And why a lot of brothers have not reached potential, I feel like they could. Because you don't have that feminine balance in your life. And your scale, you tip this way. So now me, as a feminine black woman, my job is to bring peace, light, and love to every environment I'm in.
Dope.
Yes.
When I enter the room, you should feel peace. When I'm in the room, you should feel love radiate from me. And so that's how we become, again, a partnership.
Yes.
Yes.
What's your podcast?
African and American.
For real, that shit fire.
Oh, man, listen.
That's fire. What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay. I like Virgo.
Beyonce. The best sign.
Beyonce sign.
You know how we do.
You said Gemini what?
Best sign.
Gemini? Oh, see, Capricorns are the best signs.
Ooh.
Y'all just didn't know it yet.
I ain't going to say
you nothing. You didn't even
know it. Nah,
it's guys, we just having sign wars now.
No, I'm saying, tell these women what they need to do one more time. What these women need to do? Y'all always because I'm always telling the men, like, what these women need to do to be accepted from real men, like, what do you think they need to do? Like, you get what I'm saying?
You got to bring him something he cannot get on his own.
Look, she fine.
Look, she
fine. I'm telling you, she fine. No cap, bro. Like, real shit, bro. Like, all that other shit don't even matter.
Yeah.
Like, basically what she said, like, the universe and nature's going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, the milk. What she say, if the milk
okay,
is
well,
here,
listen, though, we got to keep it real.
You're supposed to be with your baby until he stopped drinking milk.
But what if they getting the wrong information? Because we don't have guests right here. I'm just saying, they on some other shit.
Cause they done went through, them people like that done went through and just done gave up on
these
niggas.
They don't let white girls convince them.
They gave up on these niggas, like, fuck these hoe ass niggas. Cause they been dealing with the wrong kind of niggas so many times. Okay. So they'll give up. They don't believe that nigga is out there to be that. You know what I'm saying?
So you can be tainted as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are tainted, this for everybody. If you are tainted, how do you fix being tainted?
Because I'm tainted.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, that's like the first step is admitting it.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Are you saying you're permanently tainted?
No, I ain't permanent.
She didn't say permanent. Okay, all right, cool. She just said she tainted.
Yeah, I think every nigga I come across is full of shit.
Mm.
Every? Yeah, just about, because my whole thing with Jade, no, us being these females in these positions of power, what do you want from us for real? Do you want what we have to offer or what our environment has
to offer?
But
see, my thing is that I had to learn, too, like, dealing with niggas, like, you can't even try to decipher what a nigga is really after, because at the end of the day, eventually it'll show. If you sit around
who got time to wait? Like, who got time to do all that, though?
Right.
Who got time to wait? We trying to figure out these fuck niggas all bat.
Right. But what I'm saying,
any bitch, we trying to see what you is. What is you?
Right. No, that's cool and everything, but trying to sit every day and trying to, this might be happening, this nigga might be doing this, that.
Hell nah.
Who the fuck's gonna do that?
Yeah, you can't pre-predict. But
we have too much other shit going on to worry about that.
Like, you can read somebody's character's time they enter.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Still, is you making him feel peace when you walk in the room, though? All right, we talking about what these niggas do.
He's saying some
now, is
shit.
You bringing peace to the room like this woman just
look,
said?
Look, what's the biggest...
Take
what?
Peace.
What's the?
Some men can't take peace.
I don't know about that.
No.
Okay. That's deep.
I'm very deep.
That's deep right there.
But
she said something.
Can't take that, because you have women all day that tell men, like, all the time, be honest, keep it funky, and let me choose. Men, you tell that to men, they're gonna be like, nah, that's
a setup. That shit ain't no setup. That shit is. Real women can, they'll leave you alone if you tell them the wrong shit.
What's the?
You know what I'm saying? That's what niggas be fit and feel. Okay, bitch, you telling me to tell you the truth, and I tell you the shit that I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That's the fear of the shit.
So
of losing the woman, that's greed. You get what I'm saying?
The biggest complaint from...
You basically trying to put up feelings. You basically trying to look out for her feelings all at the same time. Be greedy. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't looking out for my feelings.
I'm just saying...
But what I'm saying... Listen.
You don't get what I'm saying.
Listen, like, the women want the truth, right? Good or bad.
Yeah.
Y'all want the truth.
No.
Good or bad.
No, they don't.
Yes. I'm saying, but that's their biggest complaint.
No, they don't.
I want the truth, because guess what? I don't want another bitch to be able to be like, oh, yeah, that's no ho, I already know.
Oh, no, we ain't doing that type shit. Okay. We not embarrassing our women on I'm talking about I'm saying like the truth. You know what I'm saying? You know the truth. Bitch, I don't like your hair like this. That type shit. I ain't gonna be able to tell you that kind of truth. Like,
bitch can take that. Yeah,
but I don't even want to tell you that, though, because I don't want to take nothing from your self-esteem, because I love you. You are a queen. Give a fuck what you got on. That's it. But I might not like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what you say. That's it. But I don't like it. It's not for me.
But you know that some women would
I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want to... in any kind of way, like, make her feel less than what she already is.
Nah, guess what I'm going to do? If she come out in the room some big ass shit, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, that shit fire, but we going to goddamn, we going to go do this. I ain't finna never tell you hell nah, or who, yeah, but this ain't that type event. That's one I'm going to hit you with. You know what I'm saying? Your hair should be
what
down.
They say,
you know
what
I'm
saying?
I'm not finna make her feel less than nothing, never.
Yeah. They say a wise man do not tell a woman to shut up. He tells her how beautiful she look with her mouth closed.
Oh, wow. Write that down.
I need to write that down.
That's king.
Somebody
that's
take
me. I need to do that.
Put that in my notes.
I'll be like, man, bitch, shut the fuck up.
So all I'm trying to say is we try to solve some type of problems on Big Facts. So men want peace.
We too far gone, bro, as a race.
As a racist.
This shit too far
that's
gone.
That's a whole nother
I'm giving up. I'm saying
we ain't trying to fix the whole race in the episode, but we might fix one
generation.
Household. We might fix one household tonight.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
That's real.
We might fix one household.
Or one person. Okay, I can go for that.
So the woman should try to bring peace and love and light, and the men should tell the truth.
Are we talking about telling the truth about, like, cheating? Like, do you feel like cheating is the worst thing a man can do?
I'm saying, though, it's the thing that comes up the most.
Cheating
what comes up the most.
Well, this is what I'm telling you.
The worst
I'm putting it out. Mm. Like, it be the simplest shit that my wife hold the longest grudge for. Mm. It don't be no shit. I be like, damn, you ain't even mad about this. You talking about some goddamn, why ain't go get your tie changed or some shit, and you really mad about this shit for real? Like, I don't know why this is so important. I forget a toenail date or some shit. You mad as fuck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, you can't never say, because these women are different than men. Mm. So it's some gentle shit in there. You know what I'm saying? You gotta kind of be a little gentle with that shit if it's something you care about. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know it. This shit ain't gonna be right if I ain't got it. Mm. And not saying niggas ain't no nigga perfect. Right. Ain't no nigga gonna be perfect. And niggas is dogs. Like, straight up, we gonna do what we gonna. Some of us.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Scream as they told us.
And me. You know what I'm saying? I'm changed, but you get what I'm saying? But yes. Going through this shit, you gonna do shit, man. But do this woman know, no matter what, this nigga got down. Run in front of a tank about this shit. Mm. Yeah. It's us.
That's what it come down to.
This us, regardless of what, right. Whoop the whoop, this us.
That's what it come down
first.
To.
Give a damn about no hoe. We gonna jump on a hoe like, what? Bitch, you finna get beat up in here. You better go home.
Yeah, right.
We finna be on TMZ whooping your ass. Like, stop. Ain't no disrespect. Never, no nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what it is. That's peace, too. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't... At peace, a motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Because we go through so much as people. We go through so much from the world. Like, nigga, gotta worry about coronavirus, all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, just period. This shit just goes on. Like, and you come home and you gotta go through some bullshit about nothing.
Yeah. Stress you out. Damn near kill you. But you were saying, so what's your thoughts on cheating? Because you were just about to say cheating is...
I was just saying, I feel like that gets so plastered, like the worst thing. But I personally have seen for myself that I think some men, like, cheat because they're curious. I think men are curious. And they see a woman and they just wonder in their mind, like, what would it be like to sleep with her? And they do it. And then most of the time they feel stupid after that.
So if some... Have you been cheating on?
Don't feel stupid.
I've been cheating on before.
Don't feel stupid. He don't feel stupid after nothing.
Cheating is not... That's, cheating is not,
put
like...
put you down. Like, Steve Harvey
what
shit.
Bother me. What bother me is if you're not, like, taking care of our household. Mm. Like, if you taking care of the household, like, we're good... to me, you slipping on that is worse than you cheating. I would rather deal with, if I had to pick, I'd rather deal with a man that cheat.
A cheater than a broken nigga.
Yeah, and take care of his household. Like, I can't, now that I can't deal with. So it's like the cheating thing.
What if
I
you just
know.
Both? You cheating and you ain't doing
if you
shit.
Cheating and bro, you're dead. You're dead who at that point. But that's a part of being a feminine woman. Is as a feminine woman, you just know how much value that you bring. Mm-hmm. That when I really decided to get in touch with my femininity, I stopped having man problems because I began to look at be looked at as something to him as something precious. You know what I'm saying? To where it was like, to where it's like, my man can't do certain things to me if he wanted to. Like, if he really wanted, he can't do it because when he look at me, he just sees something so valuable and so precious to him that his number one concern is going to be making sure that I'm good. So when it comes to cheating and all that craziness, I stop attracting that in my life because... When you saw me, there's certain things you just couldn't even bring my way.
Yeah, like my grandma used that's to always real. Say, like,
that's real,
if
yeah.
someone
that's
really
real right
values
there,
you, mm-hmm. they'll never put themselves in a position to do anything to be able to lose you.
Yeah. You got to be
nigga
a game-changing woman. Yeah. Yeah,
nigga still will.
That's still fuck it up, right?
But not intentionally.
Right.
Nigga still will. You know what I'm saying? Because some people
but
are
not
risk
maliciously.
Takers. Some people are risk takers. Like, okay, this might upset her, but this might make me just... feel some type of way for a second. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Mm. I ain't gonna be the nigga who take up for cheaters, but I'm just saying, like, you don't never know, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what you got going on, man.
What's the ultimate pet peeve then? I would say, well, is it domestic abuse or what's the thing that's just not tolerated?
Like, yeah, abuse for
yeah,
abuse.
You can't
sure.
get a hand.
Hell no.
Right. Yeah, you can't.
That's
who
out.
You know
what I'm saying? Pet peeve.
Go for that, but like.
There's people who, yeah.
Man,
yeah, now that's definitely, to me, that's one of the worst things you could do as well. Mm. You ain't got to ever put your hands on me.
And what's the worst thing a woman can do to a man?
That's a good question. I don't know. You would have to
should
answer
be letting
him
find out let him find out she got a nigga.
That's cheating.
So you think for a woman, on a woman's behalf, cheating is the worst thing she could do?
Nah, letting a nigga find out is the worst thing she can do. I can't say cheating is the worst thing she can do, because if I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you let
but
that
see,
shit get to the light, that's the worst shit you could have did.
But the reason
it's
a double standard is...
Oh, no, I'm saying, bro.
Like, when niggas cheat, niggas just cheat just to cheat, and we had to...
No, they literally do that.
But when
they
women
really
cheat,
do that.
It's a real emotional, mental... Like, it's so much invested in that shit.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. We're cheating because we're
she
tired.
She finna tell you bye, cohort, yes, bye.
Like, for real, bro. Like, that's
you might
crazy.
Let her go on, man.
So what is loyalty then?
She just said it. No, and I agree with it. Like
what do you
loyalty,
mean?
Loyalty, which somebody in a relationship?
Yeah.
I feel like loyalty is knowing. Like, yeah. Just knowing. I know. Mm. Fuck all that. Fuck whatever it is. Whatever happened, unless, you know what I'm saying, you do some ultimate bullshit, like, some, you know what I'm saying, some deadly sin, some bullshit.
Right, right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? But, like, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, you just know.
You get what I'm saying? You know.
You're
like,
secure,
come on,
you know.
Now,
you
can't
explain it. There's
you
no
can't even
way.
Explain it. You yeah. know, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a confidence.
Stop playing. What else you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. And as a woman, you move different when you have that security. When you can say, like, you know, and you have that security, she move in a whole different way. Once we have that security and that loyalty and that reassurance, you get a different version from her as the woman.
Mm. Like I told you, she gonna make sure there's nothing can come to your ears. It's either what I said last time, either she
love you,
she respect
to...
you, or she loyalty. Either way, we're set both.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real shit. Like, we women out here be trying to be men. You can't do that shit. That shit drive your value down.
This stuff is really not that complicated. Like, when I think we really overcomplicate it. I think we got to give ourselves some credit. We got to know, like, for me, as a black woman, the women I grew up surrounded with was all strong women. And I feel like the strong black woman thing is getting old. Like, it's getting old.
Facts.
You
hold
know.
On, time out. Yeah, no, no, I got to catch you.
Like, grandma, how do these folks finna be
as
grandmamas?
No, you're right. But hold on.
Real shit, think about these girls as grandmamas, bro.
Have you evolved? Because didn't you used to be on that?
Be on what?
Like, some time ago when you first started your page, weren't you on, I forget the term, I don't want to say alpha woman, but it was some term you used to use that was more like strong, dominant
Hold on
woman.
Now. What's going on?
Did you used to be on a little bit of that?
No.
Just curious.
I would. There's different. No. First of all, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Second of all, maybe
it's the wrong page.
There's different type of strength. Okay. You want to be strong as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be strong as an adult to like get through life,
right.
But. What I'm saying is you don't hear a strong white woman or strong Asian woman. Like, I feel like for so many of us as black women, we were raised by women that were super masculine, super strong, and we've had life circumstances that never allowed us to be soft. Mm. So now you have us as adult women, most of us was raised by straight, thugged out black women, and it's hard as hell as an adult woman to reverse that. But we have to just be tired of the way things are going, and we see by now that ain't getting us nowhere. We got the highest death when it comes to birth. We got the lowest marriage rates. We ain't doing good. I don't know why they give us this persona as black women like we're doing so good. We're actually not. We got the highest debt-to-income ratio. We doing bad, to be honest. I feel like we don't look like what we've been through, but we got to get to the point where we're tired of the same old, and we got to be ready for a new, like, what else can we do? The strong black woman thing, cool. We've done that for generations. It has got us nowhere but single with babies.
So how do you reach, let's just talk, how do you reach a woman? Like, you reach women via your platform. Like, how do you reach women to adjust the situation and to be more fitting for their partner or potential partner?
I mean, I practice what I preach. Mm. So that's how I go about it. I simply live my life. I made changes in my life. I decided to break generational cycles. I decided I wanted different, and I made the changes. So I'm not just talking at you. Black women don't want anyone talking at us.
Period.
We don't want that. But what my sisters do understand is they see me and how I move, and it's like, okay, so she really about what she's saying. She's not just saying that. So when they see the way I'm moving, and if it looks good on me, if you see it working for me, you might say, well, what she did, maybe she know what she's talking about because she living it. Again, it's the relatability. It's saying I came from exactly where you came from. You know, single mother households, you know, being on your own, having to survive, but that's not the end. That doesn't have to be our life story, that you were a strong black woman, the end. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We have the option, like every other race of woman, to be soft, to be feminine, but it has to be a conscious choice. But being a feminine woman in no way or shape or form means you're a weak woman. I consider myself to still be a strong woman. I'm not a pushover in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
However, I have enough strength in myself to be comfortable with my role and who I am as a woman. I'm not threatened you know, me being feminine or being soft does not threaten my womanhood. It doesn't make me feel like less of a woman. And I feel that's what we got to get as Black women, where we're not losing our strength by being feminine. It actually, being feminine is makes us even stronger because we're going against what we've been programmed to do.
Mm. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot tall.
6 foot tall. Are there any challenges with that, being taller than maybe the average man? When it came to dating or dating or whatever it is? Like, are people intimidated?
I've dated men shorter than me. I was cool, but it was like he wasn't cool.
What do you do?
Like a tall nigga walked by and he like, yeah, I know you. You know, he looking at you like, yeah, I know you really want to talk. Like he have a complex.
Complex, yeah.
It ain't even me. Oh, like shouting. I could be chilling, he but he feel a way. I could say the littlest thing and he take it. Like he got to like beat his chest to
most
prove himself.
Most little men do though.
Yeah, the short man syndrome. Yeah. So... But
Napoleon
I prefer,
complex.
Yeah, and that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a
so
very real thing.
I have done it in the past. It didn't work out for me. I do want to feel smaller than my man. I do want to feel, you know, but I am a bigger girl. So
I'm sorry, I'm having this episode.
You say you can, little shout ass nigga walking in, looking like your little boy. Like, nah,
yeah,
man, you can't do that.
I don't know. I need my man to be able to put me in my place a little bit. If you, if I feel like I could beat you up, where do we go from there?
No,
yeah. Where do we go from there? So mm-hmm. I prefer, I am a taller woman, but that's another challenge is when you a taller woman, you got to really defend your femininity because you're bigger than most women. You bigger than some of the dudes. So you can easily become masculine. Mm. So that's why I try to work harder because of my size to yeah, make sure I got on a skirt. You know what I'm saying? Because you can easily...
Just start looking like what the other thing, like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's another thing. They so prevalent.
Hands, like,
no, you ain't lying.
These guys look. You know what to look.
Y'all laughing, but he's not lying, and it be pissing me off. Like, they everywhere. Then when you a tall woman, a real woman, they looking at you like. Don't play with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't wrong. And I don't even blame men for giving a second look. I get it. And with the heels, I'm like 6'4". I understand.
Yeah.
But don't play with me at the same time.
Nah, real shit, though. Real
but it's
shit.
A real thing.
Nah, but you can tell your... No, you know what I'm saying, man. You can tell the difference. You can
you
tell
the difference if you want to. Some niggas don't want to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Some niggas play dead. They don't want to tell the difference. They like,
I know a woman. I don't give a fuck what I say. I know a woman.
Yeah.
When I see a woman, I don't give a damn. Like,
yeah.
I've been knowing women. I know women. Yeah, they don't want to know.
They don't want to know. They like, lie to me and feel good. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Man. That's no, funny. Oh,
what's your podcast one more time?
Yeah, give everybody your podcast
African,
and that Instagram.
African and American. Search African and American on your favorite media platform. And my Instagram is Sixth the Goddess.
Sixth the Goddess.
Yes.
That's what's up. And what they, don't you got a site where they can like buy? Don't, ain't you selling, what is it, CBD tea?
Yep, I got tea. I got men's grooming products. I'm also a barber of 7 years.
You're
I cut hair. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I cut hair in Gwinnett County. Where me and my partner are actually getting ready to open up a new studio. So I'll be posting about that. But yeah.
Okay.
What the CBD?
But my website is sixthegoddess.com.
What is some shit you drink?
It's a detox tea. So it's like, it gets it out. It gets impacted shit out your body. Because sometimes you might shit, but you're shitting your most recent shit, and you have old shit that is literally stuck up there. So what it does, like, you'll take it and think, oh, my God, I'm shitting so much, but it's getting out shit that has literally been, like, weeks and weeks old impacted in the back of your...
How long that shit take to get...
Depend on how
shit.
Full of shit you are.
The shit show.
The shit show.
Right.
Yeah, depending on how full of shit you are will determine how long it takes to get it out.
Shit for 2 weeks.
Sometime. You'll be surprised.
Well, how much you got to drink, though?
You drink, it's a bottle a day. You take a regular size bottle of water, full size bottle of water. You put the tea in it. I recommend drinking it at night so that you can go in the morning so that you're not all day looking crazy, but... You want to take it at nighttime. It come in a pre-measured sachet. You just rip it.
Why you ain't bring us none?
Why?
You ain't bring us none?
I didn't bring any. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll be here.
We take
Wait
gifts.
On our
Rain
tea.
Check.
Yeah, we take gifts. Everybody, right. We take gifts.
Okay, good to know. Note it. I got it.
No, we appreciate you for coming through for real.
I appreciate y'all for
Make
having
sure
me.
Make sure y'all check out Six the Goddess podcast and salute. Follow her on the Instagram. You know what it is. Big Facts.
Search.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. In season three, we connect the dots from the enslavement period to things happening today. Binge season three of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I didn't
know. Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.